Did you have a local doctor?
No. We have to go to TRC for any little thing in El Paso for.
And how about herbalists or curanderas? Did you ever see her collection of herbs, and do you have any memories of that?
No, my grandma Remedios, she used to use a lot of remedies for different things for the whole family. For stomach aches or cold or something or so.
Did she gather them herself?
I don't know how she got them. I don't remember. But I was burned real bad in the Tienega. I was staying there with my uncle and my aunt. And they never let us drink the milk out of the cow. Mm-hmm. We had to sterilize, how do you call it?
Pasteurize
it on top of the stove. Mm-hmm. So they always had big pans like this, you know, but strain the milk and then put it in there, then put it on the stove. And when it started getting a little cream on top, and it would seem like it had little stars, and that's when we had to take it out of the fire. So my aunt was bathing her first son that was born, and then she told me, go take the milk out, it's going to boil and spill over. So I went to take the milk out, and I got the handle like this to pull it out, and I pour it all over this side. Burned all my side. And at that time, the people were up the canyon at the salt mines, I mean lakes. Mm-hmm. And so her and I were alone with her baby. So we had to wait another day. I was all burned there. Wait for the other day when the people came down with the salt.
So you were a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe. How old was I when Merced was born? I don't remember.
10, 12, maybe.
Probably. Anyway, they brought me to TRC right away. Mm-hmm. And the doctor put me some stuff on it and everything, and then they took me there to the house in Monticello, and they made a tent so nothing would touch my leg, just to cover my leg. You know? I mean, it won't touch. And it took me quite a while to, because I burned down to my toes, and I had high shoes. Mm-hmm. And the cream stayed in the top of my foot, and I burned completely. Mm-hmm. I still had this part. So anyway, I used to go and exchange wheat and corn for salt. And they bring sacks and sacks of salt, and it's wet.
Were they trading with the Indians for the salt?
I don't know. I never.
Never knew exactly how they were getting it.
We're going to the salt lakes, and they say, and they go. They take lunch and hay for the horses. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many wagons would go. Everybody from Monticello, they wanted salt would go. And then we used to have the ones that the big pans that we fry the crackments and the pig and all that. Mm-hmm. We used it to boil the salt. You'd put half of the salt on the sack of salt in that big pan, great big one, you know, and fill it up with water, and then let it start boiling. And all the dirt would come up. So they had colanders to take all the stuff and throw it. And then they'd let the water go down a little bit, and then they put the fire out, let it get cold again, and fill it up again with water, and do the same thing until the salt was clean, clean, clean.